Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. The Word became flesh, and He dwelt among us. And this morning, He speaks to us. This Word still speaks. He comes with one message for the world, one gospel. Yet that one gospel is heard in many lives, and it meets every one of us where we are at. The same Christ who lay in the manger now addresses His people. Comfort for the weary, peace for the grieving, joy for the rejoicing. This Word was not silenced by the cross nor by the grave, and it cannot be silenced even today. It speaks into the hearts of all who hear. And so this morning, I invite you to listen to what the Word made flesh speaks to you. To those who are exhausted, burdened, worn thin by the year, the Word of God speaks to you through Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. Of the increase of His government and of peace, there will be no end. On the throne of David and over His kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The light is broken into the world, bringing with Him His kingdom. It is one of righteousness and one of justice. But for you who are burdened, for you who are overwhelmed with the events of this year, it is one of rest. He has carried your sins to the cross. He has bore your judgment, all to secure it. Your world may be hectic. Your world may be chaotic. But Jesus comes to you today with this message. He knows your struggles. He knows your weariness. He knows your exhaustion. Because He Himself has experienced all of those. But know this also, He brings to you a kingdom that does not burden the weary. Instead, He carries them. He brings a kingdom that does not demand more, but instead offers rest. It's a kingdom that is ruled by a King who bears your burdens. And so this morning, may the light who breaks into the darkness and brings His kingdom lift your burdens and strengthen your heart. May the child whose shoulders bear the government bear your weariness and bring you rest. And may it settle upon you, quiet, certain, and full of promise. To those missing someone that they love this Christmas, the Word of God speaks to you also through Isaiah. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon His shoulder, and His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. God sent His Son into the world to defeat sin, to overcome death. But His victory came at a great cost. The Son would suffer at the hands of those He came to save. And He would bear the judgment of our sin in obedience to His Father's will. Jesus went willingly out of love for us. You see, God is not distant from grief. The Father, who did not spare His own Son, knows the pain of loss. The Son, who hung upon the cross, knows the sting of death. For even before His own death, Jesus knew sorrow. For He wept at the graveside of one He loved. So this morning, He offers you His own comfort in your sorrow. The Prince of Peace, who conquered death, now holds you in His mercy. And may His resurrection promise bring peace to your tears. To those celebrating, overflowing with gratitude, the Word of God speaks to you through Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless His name. Tell of His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory among the nations, His marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. Yes, the world is established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for He comes. For He comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in His faithfulness. The Lord has come, and the Lord will come again. And when He comes, He will gather His people to Himself, and we will see Him face to face. And for those who belong in Christ, the Lord's coming in judgment is not fear, but joy. Joy, because the judge is also the Savior. And so on this Christmas morning, may the joy of this day deepen your praise, and may your celebrations be filled with the presence of and joy of Christ, the true reason for your rejoicing. And may your joy overflow into kindness, generosity, and thanksgiving. Now to all God's people, everyone, the Word speaks through Luke. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field watching, keeping watch over their flock at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." This is the Word. And this is the Word that has spoken comfort, peace, and joy this morning. The Savior, born for you. So may the child born for you fill your year with his peace. May his light guide your steps. May his forgiveness cover your sins. May his love sustain you in every season. May the joy of his coming dwell richly in you today, tomorrow, and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Savior and Lord, amen.